I mean, I think for starters, let people admit that they've fundamentally failed. They've grossly failed. They've disastrously failed. Over the weekend, I was just giving some of the statistics. They ran this election campaign on the theme of indigenize, empower, develop, and employ. They promised to create 2,256,000 jobs, which means that in 1 year, they ought to have created at least 450,000 jobs because it's a five-year program. They've in fact destroyed almost 600,000 jobs in the same period. They promised to build 250,000 low-income housing units. They promised to construct 310 clinics and 300 schools. They've done absolutely nothing. So I think the first thing on the way forward is for these guys to accept that they failed and to apologize to the people of Zimbabwe. We have suggested that there must be a temporal council, a national transitional technical council, to take over at least the management of the economy, which will consist of experts, with experts at the World Bank, Zimbabwean experts, that is to say, at the African Development Bank, and virtually in every bank in South Africa, you'll find major Zimbabwean experts. Let them run for the economy. Let's take politicians away from it.
But how feasible is it and how different is it from the government of national unity? Because the MDC was given those economic portfolios and ZANU-PF pretty much kept the security arms of government.
The government of national unity, although it may have brought relief to the people of Zimbabwe, the effect of the matter is that it was a motley, elitistic a collection of politicians, many of them very incompetent. They were sleeping in that particular cabinet. This time around, avoid politicians, have technocrats running this. So that's the difference. It's not a motley of failed politicians. It's a motley of technocrats. We saw this model being followed after the global economic crisis in Spain, which hired people like Mario Monti from the European Union to run the government. We saw the Greeks follow this model. Zimbabwe desperately requires this because politicians have failed this economy.
But ZANU-PF has said, crisis, what crisis? There is no crisis.
That statement is at the epicenter of the current status quo that Zimbabweans find themselves in.
Let's look at the MDC renewal team. What are you offering that is different from all the other opposition parties?
Well, for starters, we're the only one that is very clear that we need a new paradigm in Zimbabwe. We need a new narrative in Zimbabwe. We need a new discourse in Zimbabwe. Only a mad person does the same thing over and over again and expects a different result. We have had 34 years of misrule by a tired, exhausted liberation movement. We have had 15 years of a cul-de-sac by a tired and exhausted post-liberation movement.
Some of your critics, Mr. Biti, are saying it appears at your gathering you spend most of your time bashing Tsvangirai and not enunciating real policies that can take Zimbabwe forward. Your response?
We are not prisoners of our history. Our past is our past. Tsvangirai is our past. So it's not an issue to us.